We look for it to be cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and this evening. Some of those could be severe with large hail and damaging winds. The primary threat will have a high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Officials of the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Foundation say applications for the third annual Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund scholarships are now being accepted through April the 15th. The criteria for selection requires a GPA of 2.5 or above, plans to attend a vocational or four-year college, and participation in extracurricular activities, along with volunteer work or employment. Two $750 scholarships will be awarded to graduating Atlantic High School seniors during class night on May the 2nd. Applications are available at the Atlantic High School Guidance Office or online at www.atlanticiaschools.org. The scholarships are presented in memory of Frederickson, a 2006 graduate of the Atlantic High School and 2008 graduate of Southwestern Community College in Creston, who lost his life in a 2009 fire. Proceeds from the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament fund the scholarships, along with a wide variety of other donations totaling over $35,000 to date. For more information about the fund and its activities, you can follow the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund on Facebook. News time is 8:02.
I'm so frustrated. All I've had is cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions, and I just want to talk to someone in person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
The former publishers of the Denison newspaper, who died in 2009, bequeathed more than $600,000 to seven Western Iowa communities and several area organizations. According to the Omaha World-Herald, the monies were left in a trust by the estate of Richard and Dolores Knowles, who owned the Denison Bulletin and Review, which they sold in 1998. It is now owned by the Omaha World-Herald Company. Among the towns which received the private funds in February was Charter Oak, $26,389, and the town of Ricketts, $51,000. Other communities benefiting from the trust fund include Manila, Dow City, Westside, and Manning. Several organizations also received a share of the funds, including the St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church of Denison, the Donna Reed Foundation, the Denison Community School District, the Iowa Newspaper Foundation, and First United Methodist Church of Denison. In state news, a study of government openness and susceptibility to corruption ranks Iowa 7th among 50 states. The Gazette says it participated in the state integrity investigation undertaken by the Center for Public Integrity, Global Integrity, and Public Radio International. The study compared government transparency in the states and their vulnerability to corruption. The Cedar Rapids Gazette and Iowa City-based nonprofit Iowa Center for Public Affairs Journalism collaborated on the Iowa portion. Iowa scored a 78, New Jersey led the list with an 87, and Georgia ranked last with 49. Iowa scored high on laws dealing with openness and vulnerability to corruption, but not as when on open records laws. The matchups for Iowa's June primary voting have been set, but the general election showdown in the congressional race heated up over the weekend. Christy Vilsack is unopposed in her race to win the Democratic Party's nomination in Iowa's 4th Congressional District, and Steve King, the Republican congressman she hopes to defeat in November, has challenged Vilsack to six debates.
I have a long record, and it's full of thousands of votes and probably thousands of public positions that I've taken over there. There's no shortage of figuring out where I stand, and it's not going to change, by the way. This is going to be a long process of trying to figure out where she stands. That's what I expect. And so there'll be a lot of questions to ask her.
Christy Vilsack's campaign manager says it's refreshing that King has acknowledged that Iowans deserve a debate, something he's avoided since taking office. King has not debated a Democratic opponent since he became a congressman in 2003. Friday was the deadline for candidates to file petitions that put their names on the June primary ballot, a step toward winning their party's nomination for November's election. 11 Republican incumbents in the Iowa House of Representatives face a challenger from their own party in June's primary. That statistic gets a different interpretation from the two sides of the partisan divide. House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Republican from Hiawatha, says it's a measure of excitement for Republican Party politics.
The fact that people are putting their name on the ballot and want to get in the game, I mean, you got to have some level of excitement and interest.
House Democratic Leader Kevin McCarthy offers a different view.
I think there's some turmoil in their party.
Both Paulson and House Republican Leader Linda Upmeyer won their first bids for the House after winning a GOP primary, and Paulson touts the idea primary battles among Republicans are a good thing.
We think they're good for the system. We think they're good for the party. We think they're good for the candidates.
But the 11 contested primaries feature someone like Paulson who has already won a seat in the House and is seeking re-election. A House Democratic leader suggests it's a Tea Party activists. Assigned the Tea Party activists are trying to unseat moderate Republican lawmakers. Republicans hold a 20-seat edge in the Iowa House today, and McCarthy appears reluctant to declare that Democrats could win majority control from Republicans in November.
I've said this before. My plan right now is to walk softly and carry strong candidates, and that's what we're doing.
Party control is much more narrow in the Iowa Senate, where Democrats hold a 2-seat edge. Republicans have primary candidates in all the 26 Iowa Senate districts where they'll be voting in November. While Democrats failed to have candidates step forward and put their names on the primary ballot in 5 districts, although candidates can be selected in nominating conventions later this summer. A study finds rural parts of Iowa and other Midwestern states are becoming more dependent on Medicaid to cover health care needs. John Bailey, Rural Research Director with the Center for Rural Affairs, says the report shows Medicaid is the only insurer for many in rural areas.
It provides health care services and access to health care for a large number of rural people who probably wouldn't have access to those services otherwise, whose health would suffer because of that. So from a human perspective, it provides necessary services and access that these populations need.
It's not just rural residents. Bailey says rural hospitals have come to depend on Medicaid as well.
It really does keep a lot of rural hospitals and clinics open, because those hospitals and clinics, the backbone of the rural health care infrastructure, depend so much on Medicaid and Medicare payments that they probably couldn't keep their doors open otherwise.
The study finds the gap is growing between rural and urban America on Medicaid, with 16% of rural America relying on Medicaid compared to only 13% in the urban areas.
It really does provide a necessary benefit and necessary services to working people, what we sometimes refer to as the working poor.
The study found 31 out of 33 states with available data had more rural than urban residents eligible for Medicaid. The Center for Rural Affairs is based in Lyons, Nebraska, and you can learn more at www.cfra.org. Taking a look now at national news headlines, the Army sergeant accused of killing 16 Afghan civilians meets with his Seattle attorney face-to-face for the first time today. Robert Bales is being held in an isolated cell at Fort Leavenworth's military prison in Kansas. Charges are expected to be brought against Bales within a week. Authorities in eastern Missouri have identified 4 people found shot to death at a campground as a 37-year-old mother and her 3 daughters. The Crawford County, Missouri Sheriff's Department says the bodies of Christine Adewunmi and her children, ages 8, 6, and 3, were found Saturday in a remote area of the Blue Springs Ranch and Resort. Each victim was shot once, and a handgun was found nearby. And a new report says young people are doing slightly better at staying in school. Researchers say from 2001 to 2009, the graduation rate increased by 3.5 percentage point to a level of 75%. The numbers will be presented today at the Grad Nation Summit in Washington. The event is organized by the group America's Promise Alliance. Finally in the news, powerful storm cells have dropped tornadoes in west central and northern Nebraska, injuring at least 2 people while damaging houses, vehicles, and knocking over rail cars. No deaths have been reported from the storms that struck Sunday night near North Platte, about 100 miles north near Valentine. News time is 810.
Are you tired of paying high prices for cable TV? Are you frustrated that you do not have very many channels to choose from? At the TV Store, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer, we understand your frustration and are here for you. Dish has packages starting at $19.99 per month for a whole year with the option of watching something you enjoy. Don't have time to watch your favorite program? No problem. With Dish's DVR, you can record now and watch later without all the commercials. Tired of paying high prices for movie rentals? We have you covered there too. With Blockbuster at Home, you can enjoy thousands of movies from the comforts of your home. The best part, our knowledgeable staff will take the time to explain everything from billing to receivers to help you customize a Dish programming packaging that is perfect for you. Exceeding your expectations is what we are all about. So stop by the TV Store and let us be your Dish retailer. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-3032 and don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Francis Mason, age 92 of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Friday. Funeral services for Francis Mason will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ronald Mueller, age 70 of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Ronald Mueller will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Clara Sunderman, age 98 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Clara Sunderman will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Evelyn Tootie Leiden, age 77 of Fontenelle, died Thursday. Graveside services for Evelyn Leiden will be this afternoon at 2:30 at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Shirley June Quirk, age 86 of Papillion, Nebraska, died Friday. Memorial services for Shirley Quirk will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Marlon J. Cohorst, age 54 of Arcadia, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Marlon Cohorst will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Arcadia. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Gaylord Harris, age 83 of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greenfield Manor. There are no services planned at this time for Gaylord Harris. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is assisting the family with arrangements. And Ruby Olson, age 85 of Exira, died Monday. Today at the Exira Care Center, funeral services for Ruby Olson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.